Good, good, good.
That's good. I'm Jamie.
Jamie, it's so nice to see
and
you.
And you're Robin?
Yes, I think we've met before.
I think we have. You look familiar.
I see. And I look familiar to me.
Hey, Robin. Living in digital times, actually, I remember we stopped by your area at Unveiled.
Yes.
And one of the things I like most about that, I'm a health technology reporter. That's my show. And we really are truly living in digital times right now.
We are. And we started this here at CES about 6 years ago because we felt like, okay, you could just walk through the booths and see things and just not know what you saw. But we aggregate them into lifestyles. So we have a kids area, a mom's area, a boomer area for aging, fitness area, education. So then you can start to tell a story. And for especially smaller vendors who are trying to break in and be seen, it's a great way for them to get noticed. We do conferences so that we can help build markets as well as products.
And it's amazing. You know, one of the things we try to do, because we don't just do the booth live stream here in the booth, but we have our camera crews out combing the floor to try to find those gems, those small vendors that wouldn't get noticed otherwise.
That's right.
And it's great to hear you all are doing the same thing.
It's so important. What you do is fabulous. So let's just take our kids. I don't know if you met, like, the kid product that rocked everybody's boat this year.
Well, I don't know. Which one was it?
Mechanoid. Mechanoid is from Spin Master. It's a 4-foot-high robotic kit, but it has this, it learns by you moving its arms, by speaking into it, and then it will go and dance and sing. You can also program it on your iPad so you can have it create a path. It has telepresence, so we could be, Mechanoid could be having conversation,
right,
but I could be typing the words. So it's like life-changing for a kid, not just to have robotics to build, but just to interact with in such an engaging way.
Well, it makes that technology accessible. And right, so that, you know, you don't know which kid is going to have something like that and be the next engineer, the next Steve Jobs or Steve Wozniak or Bill Gates or whoever it might be that's going to innovate the next new thing.
So we also have a foundation. We awarded 2 kids every year for innovation. This girl started when she was 12. Her product is called IC Pooch. It's a video conferencing system to talk to your pet.
Aww.
When you hear your pet comes over to the video camera, you talk, and then you dispense a treat remotely from your iPhone.
That's nice.
She's 15 years old now, and she's got this product on the market. And another kid named Zach Bergmeister, who did a teacher-student prep test app. I mean, it's incredible that the tools are really available to everyone.
That's amazing. And, you know, it's funny. My daughter does that. We have a remote wireless camera in her home that people can access, family members can access. And she talks to us, but she wants to see the dog more than anything else. She just wants to check in, and it happens to look at an area of her family room where the dog sleeps. And so she's away at college, and she wants to just see the dog.
I don't feel bad. Yeah, dogs win. Dogs, pets, you know, you just can't compete against them.
What about moms? What's the new technology out there for moms?
Whoa. So moms, take anything that they ever had to do, and I mean anything. So, for example, there was a baby bottle on the show floor that measures how much air your baby's getting.
I saw that.
That's for colic. There are infant seats from Ford that are more safe than any other infant seat before it, and will tell you if your child is overheating. You know how we all hate taking our kids' temperature?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little strip that you can put on their head, take its temperature, it goes right to your iPhone, so you have a record over time. You can call your crock pot from work and tell it to get started cooking with the Belkin products. It's just astounding.
Yeah, we just had a product on here that made flatbread, one flatbread a minute. Robotic.
Oh, yeah, the roti maker.
Rotomatic, yeah.
And we just had one called Perfect Bake. Perfect Bake is a digital scale. You put your iPad in it. It says, now put the green bowl here. Now pour the chocolate chips. You pour too many, it just adjusts the recipe. So you can't make a mistake.
That's wonderful.
And they have a cocktail version also.
I heard about that. That's right. They mix the drink right perfectly every time.
It's a Vegas special.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So what else has really stood out for living in digital times? So
I think, you know, that's sort of the home products. They brush your teeth and stuff. But if you want to get into your house, or the delivery man's coming and you can't be there, these remote door locks, you know, Kivo has one, Honeywell has one. Mm-hmm. It's life-changing. A woman comes home alone in the dark, carrying packages, got to fumble for keys. Now you just have to be close to your Bluetooth device, and you're in the house. You and a lot of people who are snowbirds or second homeowners or just worried about heats and live East Coasters,
right.
Pipes breaking, you now know what's going on remotely. And not only that, the products are starting to talk to each other. So we have the Whirlpool refrigerator and the washer. So the Whirlpool washer talks to the Nest thermostat, who knows when it's the most ecological time and it will cost you the least to do your laundry and can take care of it all for you.
That's
amazing.
Excellent. And then this is that interconnectivity that I'm so excited about because, we're starting to see more and more devices and companies say, I want my device to talk to your device and your company's device.
Right.
We're not having these walled gardens so much
yeah.
anymore where you have to buy everything in one product line or you can't make it work.
There's
some of that still there.
Whether you're a Google or an Apple or a Samsung.
But I'm seeing more of that cooperative approach.
Oh, yeah. We just saw a little product from Lenovo that just lets you, without Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, share files, which is so incredible that, you don't have to say, what do you have? What do you have? What's the nearest Bluetooth? What Wi-Fi am I at? You just hit a send button, and they have a receive. It's an app. So I think... No matter what age you are, the stuff is getting more and more effective. I'm pretty excited about some of the biofeedback devices, like the Muse Band, mm-hmm. Which can actually tell you, breathe, relax, or can say, you're a student, get more engaged, focus a little bit.
Okay.
We did a fashion show live, and some of the things that you wore, like the ugly fitness bands, are now, if you look at Misfit or you look at Fitbit, mm-hmm. they are now Tory Burch is behind them, Rebecca Minkoff is behind them. You're seeing fashion meet tech. And so for women in particular who really felt like they were going out with these huge, ugly things, Withings is another one that has a gorgeous Activité watch. It looks like a watch. It's stunning.
I saw Martha Stewart had a line of MakerBot products that you could print out a Martha Stewart design napkin ring.
I know. So this whole maker movement, having a dinner party, want matching dishes, just go onto the Cubify site or go onto 3D Systems, print up what you want, get it sent to your home. We just saw a 3D printer that blew my mind because it uses recycled bottles.
Oh, that's amazing.
So Coke, water bottles, it's all over this place. Imagine taking all that and just feeding it and coming out with a bracelet.
That's amazing.
Yeah, EcoCycle from 3D Systems.
That's really cool. We'll have to try to track that one down, I think. So what's looking forward for Living in Digital Times? What are you looking at as a trend that you want to see more of next year?
So I think we're on the verge of really helping the world solve a lot of problems, but the elderly population really needs help. We're seeing the beginning, products like Lively, products like vAlert, products like Great Call, but I'd like to see more where an older person can feel that they're home, they're safe, their stove isn't on fire, their pot isn't burning, they haven't left their keys, they can talk to their grandchildren. Some of that stuff's still a little hard, and it's getting easier. So we're really excited that by next year it will be easy. AARP, for example, mm-hmm. launched a tablet this year. Like, it's pretty easy to use. It has an emergency button on it. So I hope we see products like that. And the thing on a sort of more global level that I'm fascinated by is money. So how do we shop? That dollar that you have and I have, it's kind of weird. There's no gold backing it in Fort Knox anymore. So you have Google Wallet. You have Apple Pay.
Right.
You have Bitcoin. You've got MasterCard and Visa all coming up with systems. We know cybersecurity and privacy are going to be huge. And these guys know, whether it's temporary credit cards or something like that. So I think that is sort of the stealth part of the show. Nobody's paying a lot of attention yet. But by next year, huge.
I think it's going to be huge as well. And actually, my wife works in the banking industry and credit cards specifically. And they're really, the focus on cybersecurity this year has been greater than any year in the past. And I think it's because of all the problems they had in the last 6 months with major retailers having some hacking issues.
Right.
And I think that that's good. Bad that it happened, but ultimately going to be good for all of us because I think it's going to improve security across the board.
I do too. I think it's really going to change. I think people are getting hipper to what they're doing. I also think this idea, for better or worse, of vlogging your life, whether it's with the narrative clip or something, GoPro. I mean, you're seeing a lot of people. You are afraid when you walk through this show floor because you never know when you're on camera saying
absolutely
what.
Not.
And the things you say that you think nobody is listening to are retweeted all through the show. It's kind of funny. The other kind of funny thing about Vegas this year, no Uber. You know, they had this big fight on the city. And so most of the people here, like, Uber's in their DNA. They're so used to it. So they're kind of clueless right now. So there's a lot of stuff, like, being worked out. But the enthusiasm on the show floor this year, connected cars, like, a whole, I'm going to go live in these cars. I mean, they're just, they have everything but my butler, you know, doing my laundry.
Well, we had Vallejo in here talking about the driverless cars and the automated cars, and one of our hosts was able to go for a ride around Vegas. They don't just ride in a parking lot where it's safe. They're actually out in the street interacting with other cars and other drivers.
They are, and I'll bet by next year we're seeing a lot more driverless cars, and actually I think it will keep us safer as drivers ultimately. A little bit to work out, and of course the other thing, look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a drone.
It's a drone, and there were drones everywhere.
There are
they
drones
really were.
Everywhere.
Really
and,
were.
But again, legislation and regulation is lagging behind technology. Yet again, what a surprise.
Well, and that's what happens. So we need to wrap up. I'm getting the signal from the editor there. Robin, you and I think we'll probably sit here and talk for another 15 or 20 minutes about this. Do make a point to come back next year. We'll be here again and
love
come
it.
Back on.
Come live to our we'll dress you up in our fashion show
next
year.
Oh, that would be fun.
You'll be our main model.
I would love to do that.
We have a good time.
Livingindigitaltimes.com.
Yep.
People can find out all about what you guys are doing and really get a sense of all of these things that are going to make their lives easier in this digital age.
I hope so. We had great speakers. You'll see them online. We'll present them all, and you'll learn a lot.
Great. Thanks, Robin.
You got it.
Appreciate
it. Pleasure.
Thank you very much.